Gentleman Rick Johnson, seen in 1998, followed to Mr. Kennedy.
1988.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than that, evidently.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate the ten-year give back.
I can honestly say I've always looked up to Rick.
Yeah.
It happens that way. Yeah. Hi, guys. Great performance. I really enjoyed what you did. Yeah. Daddy, your old dad, that brings back great memories for me back in the early days of mine with a quartet called Gentlemen's Songsters.
Yeah.
And Whittier. Bill White, many-time district champion, man of great character. Bill Mary, Ken Cock, and Jim Hilton on Veritas. Yeah, great stuff. So thank you for that. First song, As Time Goes By. Sorry, I have right here. I write a lot. So I'm sorry, but I wrote a really nice start. You're okay with compliments, right? Is that okay? I apologize for having to do that.
Just one.
Yeah. I'll top it once. So there's a number of that you can rely. Another great, the color textures of the tone, many good moments. As we do this, one of our greatest challenges is singing softer colors and textures precisely together.
Can I ask which category you're
singing?
Singing category. you got to look there. So as we're listening to how the voices are working, one of the biggest challenges happens in the softer sections. So what do we do? What's the difference in how we use the voice? Is it like blinding? Do you guys see? Or
no, it's fine.
Light cream? I'm okay with it, but some of you are kind of...
Mm. I do that anyway.
He looks kind of fuzzy back there. I can move to another spot.
Yeah, always very
can you see a little bit better now?
There you are.
Yeah. So what's the difference in how we sing a medium volume? Okay, just believe it. Don't worry about it. And you and I go back a long way, brother. Back to TMG 19-something.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Work-related.
Work.
So what is the difference between a medium volume color texture and a softer volume? What do you do differently with the voice?
Okay.
There's no wrong answer here, by the way. This is the audience participation. So what do you do?
Lots of air.
You're using lots of air. Is that the correct answer? Is that what
you're
My part of my point is, right now each of us is doing it very differently. And as we appointed with, let's say, a more air can tend to lead to a breathier tone, or compress all that same into a smaller box, that can lead to a different color and texture of tone. And that's when the ensemble sound begins to deteriorate to some degree. And it's all about us as a team. So we need to decide, is this a soft that has a different texture that is maybe more compressed, or is it a breathier sound, or is it the same color texture, but just a different decibel level? It has the same character, or it doesn't. And that's part of the clarity that I think you need to do.
Okay.
So unifying, relieve, remove, removed, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamental things apply as time goes by. A lot of those were as we were decrescendoing, the voices behave differently. So your homework is, first, let's start the beginning of this song. And what I want to have you be aware of, what are you okay, experimenting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing or attempt to sing with the same color and texture, just a different decibel level. Okay? It doesn't get breathier. It doesn't get brighter. It stays pretty much the same. Just let it go down. So let's say at the beginning of this, and as you normally decrease down, find out where that fits in your voice, because it will be different from your brother standing beside you.
This day we're living in is cause for apprehension. With deep intention, things like third dimension. Yet we get trifle weary with this your eyesight scenery. So we must get down to earth and eyes relax. Relieve the tension.
So the lyric says, so relax, relieve the tension. Let's let the voice reflect that. We go,
so we must get downward.
So we must get down to earth and hard and relax. Relieve.
I like the color texture. Nice.
Who's talking?
Relax. Who gives it? Axe. He'll give you the cutoff. That's when you start doing the part. That's a hint.
So we must.
So we must get down to earth and hard and relax. No matter what the process or what they have been through.
So as we go to softer, the lyrics become even more important that we articulate them. It's easy to, what's the lyric right there? Where do we start? Where do we just stop? No matter what the
progress
is going to be. Let's keep the voice focused, softer volume though. The lyric is key for that. Now let's re-pitch and go against the voice. Say.
So we must get down to earth and times relax. Relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what there has been through, the simple fact of my heart's touch, they cannot be.
But some victories. What were some victories? I'm sorry, this is the part where
relax,
enunciating the lyric. The vocal line states it's all kinds of victories. It's okay to celebrate victories, by the way.
Victory!
You gotta celebrate those things so you reinforce the things that are going well. So you can do that inside your head, too. So as something happens well, say, we got that last one. If all you focus on are the areas that don't, thank you, then that's a problem. So let's go to song two.
Question before you go on.
Yeah.
So the basses are trying to sing smooth and emphasize the vowels and not the consonants. So are you telling us that we should probably start to choose more consonant in our bass parts?
So it's a good question. Legato on one side, enunciation on the other. Where's the place to do that?
But do all parts do it the same?
Yes. If we could only hear your section, we would want great legato and great enunciation. You got to do both of these. It's not a pendulum that goes back and forth. It's prego. It's all in. You're a singer first. You have to bring this lyric. If we don't, then it's a fight. Because somebody's rendering lyric and somebody's not. Everybody is a singer first. That song has to come from you. Do you buy it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's go to song two. So we had some challenges with synchronization at the beginning of this second song. Let's clean that up a little bit. We've got just a couple of minutes. Fix the lyric. That will do. If you all sing the lyric, your ears will start to hear it. Start song two.
Let's do a tune up because we got to do twice that.
Yeah, there's a couple that are in tune.